You know, we've been following along with candidate announcements, whether that's for your local office, your counties, and so on, and the list goes on. But that's not all that you have an opportunity to vote on. And a number of times you've got initiated measures that take place as well. And in North Dakota, there's been a number of them, and some successful, some not. But some that have been successful has caught the attention of people saying, we might want to change the thresholds on that. And there's going to be that opportunity for you to vote on that, I believe, this coming cycle. But to learn about it, I'm going to encourage you to get your calendars out and learn about what the League of Women Voters are going to be doing this Friday down at the Sons of Norway. Here to tell you about it is Ashley Ladbury-Herchena to explain what's going on this Friday down at the Sons of Norway. Ashley, appreciate you taking some time and being flexible. I'd said earlier, you know, I'd scheduled you prior to, but we just had this breaking news. But thanks for being flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's understandable.
So, public information meeting. This is one thing I applaud the League of Women Voters for doing, saying, let's just get people in the room, have a conversation, and provide information about what's coming up. So explain to us what's going on Friday.
Yeah, so every month, September through May, we hold public information meetings on different topics. And this Friday for February, our topic is on this proposed initiated measure to change how initiated constitutional measures are kind of handled in North Dakota. There's like two specific aspects that a group is looking at changing. So we've invited representatives from both sides to come and talk about, you know, first of all, why are they proposing this? And then we have someone as well that's speaking on some of the potential drawbacks and why people might oppose it.
One, I applaud you for the effort of getting these two opposing sides in a room. I'm curious, have both of them accepted to be there?
So the Protect North Dakota's Constitution, the group that's proposed the measure, they did not have a representative available, but we're working with them to provide us like with a statement and some information that we can still present to people.
Well, I hope they take an opportunity to provide that information to you because it's fair. And that's what, again, I keep going back to these informational meetings, just because I've been a participant, I've been one that's just been in attendance that the League of Women Voters puts on, whether that's a candidate forum or getting information out about something as important as the ability to change a constitution. So I do hope they take advantage of that. I'm curious, as though those that want to just come down to the Sons of Norway this Friday at noon, do they have to provide any money? I mean, how do people get in and take a part of this information meeting?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the meetings are free and open to the public, so anyone can attend. The Sons of Norway is very gracious that they let us use the ballroom it's kind of way in the back of the Sons of Norway, which has been really nice during COVID because then people can spread out if they would like. And then also you can, you know, order lunch through the Sons of Norway. So that's nice. If you're coming on your lunch break, you can get lunch through them. The meetings are an hour. So we go, you know, 12 noon to 1 p.m. And yeah, like I said, it's completely free for everyone. And then we are also, we do live stream them on the League of Women Voters of the Red River Valley Facebook page using Facebook Live. So it will be live streamed. And then we also post the recording later too. If that one, you know, that noon to 1 p.m. time just doesn't work for you, you can go back and watch the recording later.
No, and I applaud that as well, just because one, the fact that you're right, some people aren't able to go down over lunch. If you can, I'd encourage you, Sons of Norway lunch, they get you in and out, they get you full. So get on down there if you can. But if you can't, the ability to have that online as well, because this isn't just a Fargo, West Fargo situation. This is the entire state. So whether you're listening to me in Valley City, Devil's Lake, Wahpeton, I would encourage you to take a moment to watch if you can. This is just information, and we'll certainly have the debate going forward whether or not this is something voters should approve or not. But all has to start with facts, and that's what you're going to learn through the League of Women Voters here in the Red River Valley. Ashley, you mentioned that you got this Friday. You have other opportunities. What else can people expect from the League of Women Voters? I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot here, but this election cycle, well, every election, people look towards organizations like yours for just the factual content. So do you have other events planned?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, just one thing I'm going to mention about this Friday's presentation. Yeah. So the group is still collecting signatures. So it's not officially on the ballot yet for either, you know, either June or November. So the group is certainly working towards that. And then for going forward, for March, we have March plans set. We're having election workers. We've asked election workers from both Clay County and Cass County to come out and speak to talk about, like, what their role is, how they're recruited. Just, you know, in the last election especially, there was a lot of kind of politicizing of election workers and what they do, which is probably the first time that we've ever seen something like that happen. And so we want to, you know, ask the folks who actually are, you know, giving out the ballots and helping us vote to come and speak about what their role is and what they do.
Yeah, and I think that information is going to go a long ways. I don't want to know if I dare say it's unfortunate that it's come to that, to where we have to clear the air, say, look, this is really what they do. Because I do think, unfortunately, because of exactly what you laid out, circumstances in this last cycle, that there's going to be some people that say, look, I don't want to go through that again. So take this information in, learn about the process going forward. And, of course, the League of Women Voters is going to provide that opportunity for you. Ashley, is there anything I missed, whether it's about this one, what the League of Women Voters do? Are you accepting members? Anything that you want to get out and say, why didn't you ask me before you let me go?
Yeah, so because we are entering an election cycle year, we will have candidate forms coming up. So we'll do, like in North Dakota, we have our, you know, primary elections and city elections in June. So we'll do candidate forms for that, where we ask the people who are running to come answer questions from the public. And then again in November for the offices running in November. And then, yes, we are definitely accepting members. There's chapters in local chapters in Fargo and then Bismarck Mandan, both accepting members, but also in both North Dakota and Minnesota, people can become members at large if there isn't a chapter in your city.
Very good. One more time, if people can't make it to the Sons of Norway at noon, how can they watch online?
So they can go to our Facebook page, League of Women Voters of the Red River Valley. It'll be live streamed on Facebook during the actual time of the presentation. And one of our board members, Katie, is very good about posting it almost immediately afterwards, probably within 10, 15 minutes. It'll be up on our Facebook page.
Very good. Ashley, I appreciate you putting this on, and I appreciate you taking some time to invite the KFGO listening audience. You take care, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Very good. Ashley Ladbury, Herchina, that's going to be going on down to the Sons of Norway this Friday, starting at noon. If you have not done a Sons of Norway lunch, you're missing out. This is an opportunity to get educated on an important topic and dive into that Sons of Norway food. Going to get you a weather update from Too Tall Tom. Messages coming in about this measure. Yeah, I've got some thoughts on it as well, and we'll certainly flush that out between now and Election Day. I'm Tyler Axis. Don't go anywhere.